Charlie's a number one.
Blog Talk Radio.
Greatest of all time. I just heard time. Of all time. Hey, I was supposed to have a caller from Australia. Wants to interview the champ. The last three wins were phenomenal. Brutal knockout versus the Kung Fu champion. Then another brutal knockout versus an undefeated cruiserweight boxer, Troy. And then Masterclass. Australian number. I don't want to accidentally put this retard troll TV. Hold on, one second. Yeah, next week I'm fighting them. Found some great gems. Charlie Z. Man, I'm going to win again by knockout. The question is how fast will it be? A few seconds? A few rounds? No, hell no, not a few rounds. There's no way anybody can go a few rounds with Charlie Zelenoff, especially the way that I've been fighting. Ain't that right, Rodney?
Man, no one's going to get close to the champ. How you doing?
What's up, man? Chilling, waiting for a call from my girlfriend. What's going on? Long time. Been a long time since you called.
It has been a long time, man, and you've been putting them away in style as usual. The last three fights have been pretty stellar, man. Especially that big knockout with
Thanks.
The Kung Fu dude, and that's got to go down
yeah,
in history
man.
As the biggest KO ever.
Thanks, no doubt. Yeah, I put them down. Put them down and out. You know what I'm saying? And the fight before that, I beat Anthony Thompson, who was actually a very skilled fighter, and under the radar fighter that doesn't get the notoriety he deserves. But really, he's a lot better than Deontay Wilder. I think you can agree with that. Deontay Wilder is a fucking sloppy swinging club fighter, basically.
Man, that's for sure. You've faced some real quality opponents this year. Man, there have been some really tall guys amongst them and some really awkward fighters, but, man, you've
what's
made
your,
it look easy again.
Yeah, bro, what's your thoughts on my last win, which was 3 weeks ago? I beat a 180-0 amateur heavyweight, big-ass motherfucker. That Samoan with the ponytail that was moving around and kind of, like, being defensive as fuck, and in the end he threw some bombs and he missed. And I outboxed him silly. I hit him with, like, that vicious left hook. I taunt the haters all the time. I was taunting him. I was like, throw some, bro, throw some, bro. And then I hit him, and then I was like, it's kind of like, became like a famous, replay video. I just keep posting it over and over how I punched him in the face. And I told him, you've seen it, right? You've seen, I'll send you the link, the Samoan heavyweight.
I've watched that fight several times, and, man, I was of the opinion that, he was taking it. He was reluctant to throw punches because you're such a good counterpuncher, and he's probably seen what you've done to opponents before, and he didn't want to put himself into that position. But, he did all he could do, and you could tell he was more than an above-average fighter, and he was one hell of an experienced fighter. But, you took him into the deep waters and drowned him.
Yeah, man, very well said there. Yeah, it pissed me off a bit that he didn't throw anything because, Rodney, you've been watching boxing, and when I say boxing, I mean real boxing. None of that commercial WWE freak show shit. I'm talking real boxing. When I say that, now, wasn't it obvious to you, and knowing me and knowing my style of fighting, my style of boxing, the way I rush opponents, like when I knocked out the Kung Fu champion, when I rushed Deontay Wilder and punched Deontay Wilder and nearly punched his goddamn skull off his fucking head. And against Lee, that's his name, Lee, the last guy that I beat, I was carrying the guy. I mean, come on, if I wanted to, I would have done the same shit to him when I did to the Kung Fu champion, right?
For sure, man. Look, you could tell you were being more than kind to that guy, and, you know,
I
don't know.
Easy on
I was, that's exactly right, man. I mean, look, I think, man, you know, I don't know. I could be wrong here, but I sort of got the idea from you that your fights have, you've been putting them away that quickly of late. That man, you wanted to get a bit of action in there, and you wanted to keep that going as long as you could, and that's what I could see out of it. But in saying that, man, you could tell he was one hell of an experienced fighter, and he was an awkward fighter as well, you know. And
yeah,
I mentioned to you online if there was one guy that was worthy of a rematch, man, that'd be him, because you know, not too many times you face opponents with that many fights underneath their belts.
Well, I mean, speaking of rematches, I actually think Anthony Thompson was a better fighter than Lee, because he threw more, and even though I beat the shit out of Anthony Thompson, he did connect two punches on me, and Lee didn't land anything. So, you know, they'd have to fight for that number two spot. It's kind of hard to tell who's better between them. Yeah, he has a lot more fights, but Anthony Thompson seems more ready. But I beat them both, and I don't think there will be any rematches taking place because they're both one-sided wins. I'm actually fighting next week, and, you know, I was supposed to rematch the Las Vegas boxer, Thompson, but he backed out, and now I have to look for another opponent. And, yeah, it's definitely I'm going to win again. I mean,
I'm
going to win again, but, yeah.
The dude in Vegas, Thompson, he was another awkward fighter as well, and very tall.
Yeah.
And but, again, you know, I mean, you make light work of these opponents, and credit to you, man. It's been a hell of a year so far this year for you.
Yeah, as far as, last year I just completely wiped everyone out. Like, I would fight 2-3 times a day. I'd fight every week. But the wins this year so far have been better, and the opponents I've been beating are a lot better than last year. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, yeah, Marines are tough and everything, but these guys, I'm being like world class, like fucking awkward boxers and shit with like southpaw stances, you know, kung fu martial artists. You know, it's just this year is the only problem. This year is because of last year of 72 wins last year. Now everybody knows me, and when I go to these gyms, they recognize me, and you know, nobody wants to fight me. It's very hard for me to get a fight. So, I mean, that's why when I'm going overseas this summer to see my girl, you know, it's going to be a lot better because, you know, it's like killing two birds with one stone. I got the beautiful girl, and I got, you know, brand, like, new country. And you remember what happened when I went to Ukraine, man. It was fucking bloodbath, man. You know what I mean? Everybody was getting fucking destroyed, like, every week. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, well, look, that is one good thing about you going overseas, I guess, is that you know, you can find it a little bit easier to get the fights because, as you said, they're having so many wins last year. I could imagine where you are at the moment over there. You know, it's not only hard to get the fights, but there's two things that do happen when you've had so many fights as yourself and you've been such a long-reigning world champion. You know,
yes.
It's not only hard to get the fights, but what comes with that, I guess, is now you're finding there that you do exactly what you said. You're getting a lot more quality opponents come along.
Now, Rodney, let's, you know, let's talk about something that's been talked about so much that it's getting kind of annoying that I literally want to rematch this guy. You know I beat him, but you know, he doesn't want to rematch me. He doesn't pick up his phone on me. Last time, I don't call him anymore. Like, now, objectively speaking, unbiased, you know, Deontay Wilder. Now, there's some crazy motherfucker on the internet, Troll TV, some mentally sick bot. I'm sure you heard of him. He makes videos about me every half an hour. I don't know if you've seen that retard, you know, the Troll TV. He just makes crazy videos, and he's a supporter of Deontay Wilder. And this delusional moron says Wilder beat me in the ring. It clearly shows that my punch was like, listen, when I hit him, people are saying that we punched each other at the same time. Yeah, but he kind of pushed my head away. I punched him. Like, I fucking snapped his jaw. You know what I'm saying? He didn't snap anything. He just kind of, like, it was more like a thud. You remember that, right? It wasn't not even close to the fighter I am today. I'm a lot better now. And if I was able to beat Wilder at that time, and then he came out and sucker punched me, and, like, think about it. You knock a motherfucker out in the ring. Do you want to fight him again right after? Not really, right? You know, and that's what happened. Like, he got smashed in the ring, and he wanted to redeem himself. And he hopped out of the ring 20 minutes later and you know, forced me into a second fight. And, I was losing, but I came back and hit him in the body, and I got caught. And then I got up, and we just had an exchange of words, and then he went outside with his posse, and then I said, hey, we can finish it right here. Let's do a third fight. And he just, that's it. Got in the car and left, you know, that's long story short. But in the ring, I beat him twice, TKO and DQ. But in the ring, I showed Deontay Wilder the definition of a world champion. Because he is a WBC heavyweight, whatever, heavyweight chump, heavyweight, you know, to correct it, not champ, I'm the champ. I showed everybody that I beat him. And to put an end to all this shit once and for all, me and Wilder can fight a third time and I will knock him out cold. And put it to rest forever that I'm better than him.
I mean, look, for sure, look, those people can say whatever they want there as far as you two guys hitting each other at the same time. That might be true, but there was only one person that literally flew across the ring, and that wasn't Charlie Z, man. Wilder was out on his feet. And you're right, you know, yeah. I mean, you barely budged, but that guy flew across the ring. And, you know, look, I've said it before too regarding Wilder. I mean, there's better and bigger things on the horizon for you. And, look, you proved that last year, man, 78 victories. And, man, what has Wilder done? And what you've got to ask yourself, is he worthy of a rematch, man? Truly, what has he done to be worthy of a rematch?
He's not worthy at all. He's a bum. It's not about that. It's about a moral standpoint with Wilder. It's not about, hell no, he's not worthy. There's Anthony Thompson and Lee, that they would beat the shit out of Wilder. Do you co-sign?
100%.
Yeah, they're better. Derek the Giant would beat the shit out of Wilder. Southpaw Phil would beat the shit out of Wilder. There's guys, these under-the-radar guys that get, you know, sold short by these delusional haters, bots. Wilder's not worthy at all, but it's not about that. I'm just sick and tired of hearing his name and hearing false claims that he beat me when he never beat me. And, you know, it's just like knockdowns happen in boxing. So what? I knocked him out. Yeah, he knocked me down, but I knocked him out. Not cold, but trust me, if the ropes didn't hold him up, he'd fucking fall down. If I hit him like that outside the ring, he'd fall down, hit his head against something, and that's it. Wild TMZ wouldn't even... Why do you think they try to smear that footage of me punching Wilder? They're fucking retards. They don't want to face the truth.
Nah,
beat this motherfucker.
That's exactly right. Man, and look, I've got to say, I'm pretty sure I could say this with confidence, man. Especially after your not only last year, but you know that brutal knockout of the Kung Fu dude. I honestly couldn't see Wilder agreeing to a rematch. I honestly don't think that he'd want a rematch.
He doesn't, because I haven't called this moron in a while. But the last time I did call him, like early 2016 or something like that, you know, he was hanging up the phone on me, like clicking on me. And then my number, he was giving out my number to these delusional bots, trolls, because I started getting these weird-ass phone calls. And I'm thinking, nobody knew my number at the time besides my ex-wife and, you know, close people, like close homies and shit like that. And my number was, you know, giving out, but he gave out my number. That's why I don't call him anymore. Plus, he doesn't want to fight. So, man, But it's from a moral standpoint. You know, I want to beat him again to put it to rest. You know, because these retards, they're not just these trolls. There's always going to be trolls. And a friend of mine told me, he's like, no matter, you can be 285 and 0 or 1,000 and 0. It doesn't matter. There's always going to be trolls. That's just the way it is. There's a lot of sick people on the internet, and that's how it's always going to be. It's not just about me. It's about every athlete. Everybody has haters and fans, and that's just the way it is, man. It's just time to ignore these motherfuckers. But I seriously want to put Wilder to sleep like I did to the Kung Fu champion because I'm so tired. It's just, like, annoying of hearing his name. You know, oh, what happened with Wilder? What happened? He fucking just flew across the fucking ring when I hit him in the jaw, man. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, you certainly did. And, man, look, I think that would be great. Look, if you could get a rematch with him and put it to bed once and for all, and, man, the outcome would be the same, you know. I mean, it would be a devastating KO by Charlie Z.
I don't think he'll rematch, but it's just like, you know, who knows? I mean, in 2012, I was supposed to fight Wilder, and then he backed out, and the replacement was even better than Wilder, Derek the Giant. I beat the shit out of him, and I played the footage on the stream that even some hater agreed. They're like, you beat up some 51-year-old. And I'm like, hey, that 51-year-old would fucking kill you and kill Wilder. He wasn't 51 when I beat him. He was in his 40s. I'm saying, don't you agree that Derek the Giant is a much better boxer than Deontay Wilder? Come on, it's obvious. He's much better.
Oh, for sure, man. Look, Derek the Giant's got very heavy hands. You could tell.
I think Wilder... Yeah, well, Derek's just a much better boxer. He's a better jab, he's just a better boxer. Wilder's just some sloppy fucking street fighter. He doesn't fight like a real. See, my style is to throw haymakers. But my haymakers are like fast as fuck. You know, you've seen it. It's just like. And next week when I fight, I'm gonna put it on him. Whichever heavyweight boxer or cruiserweight I fight, I'm gonna knock him the fuck out. Muay Thai, MMA, whoever the fuck, military. You already know the result, man. What's your prediction for 186? It doesn't even matter who's up against me because they're gonna get knocked out, TKO'd or knocked out.
No, that's for sure, man. Nobody can handle the Z.
Yeah, man, I mean, it's 186 it's coming up, man. I can't wait. It's just right now, it's Easter's coming up. You know, I would go today. I'd call up my homie. We'd go to the ring, the gym, some rings I found. But it's Easter's coming up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, well, that's understandable.
Holidays.
Man. Look,
holidays. No. It's just like, no, yeah, I know. I mean, I'm going to church and everything like that. But, like, holidays, one time I went, remember the ninjutsu guy I beat, the Muay Thai, that quick, well, another guy who would smash Wilder. Going before holidays and right after holidays is not a really good idea because there's no fighters at the gym. There's nobody there. One time I went, like, before Thanksgiving, there was, like, three people at the gym. There's nobody there. Everybody's out of town and all that shit. You know, that's why I'm not going today. That's why I got to wait a few days till everything, you know, the dust will settle and then everybody's going to come back. And that's it. And Charlie Z's going to put him down. And now 186, man. So 200-0 is going to happen this year or at the worst early next year because, you know, hey, it's motherfuckers are just – ducking and dodging. It's really hard to get an opponent. I still managed to beat two fighters last month, two great wins, Troy. The two undefeated boxers. I mean, you know, 3-0 and 180-0. I mean, pretty big disparity there, but, you know, they both lost. I could have done the same shit to Lee. Lee was obviously better than Troy, but, yeah, you know, he was defensively very good. Hey, check this out. I just got the delusional troll said that Wilder dodged my left hook. Do you buy that? It's on video how I hit him. He was saying he hit Wilder dodged my left hook. But what do you say to that troll? Troll TV. He's listening to you. He's listening to everything right now. What do you have to say to him? He has mental problems.
Well, man, he better acquire a pair of glasses, man. Because if he couldn't see that, there's something definitely wrong.
With him, something's wrong with him. Hey, can you believe
something's
it?
Wrong with him,
moron.
Man.
Yeah, like, listen, like I filed for divorce. You know, it'll change the subject here. My ex-wife, Daria, I filed for divorce, and this idiot. I have a new girlfriend now, and I showed pictures of her, and. This idiot keeps making videos about Daria, about my ex-wife, and how she's with some other guy. And, like, I simply don't care. I'm actually happy that she's with some other guy because now she's not going to bother me anymore. You know what I mean? It's like, I mean, you told me. You've been divorced before, you know. If you divorce a girl, you know, and you have a new girl, you don't care about your ex-wife. You know what I mean?
No, that's exactly right, man. I mean, that's ancient history, and you've been there and done that, and, man, you got the best out of Daria, and, man, you've moved on and going to get the best out of somebody else.
Yeah, dude, listen, I mean, I'm 185-0. I'm a champion, the best champion ever. I mean, you know it. I mean, everybody who with a brain, you know, can see that nobody can. Boxing is a sport of punching, and nobody can throw punches harder and faster than me. There is no controversy. It's the man, the legend, Charlie Zonov. There's no fucking myth. The man, the legend, Charlie Zonov. No myth. The GOAT. That's it. You know what I'm saying? And then my new girl.
That's for sure.
Better, way better than Daria. Way better than. I have no fucking idea why Kim Kardashian still gets mentioned, like people like ask me about her, like I don't give a shit about her. She's married to that crazy guy Kanye West, and that's like, fuck, that was like 5 years ago. What is wrong with these people, man? Fuck. No, like, do I ever talk, like when you talk to me on Facebook, do I ever mention Kim Kardashian to you? Never. Tell these motherfuckers, man, I don't give a fuck about her. Yeah, okay, so one time I went, you know, to a restaurant, I try to ask her on a date, and would be when she was single at the time, whatever, you know. I got locked up for knocking two heavyweights out, and I went to jail. I come out, I find out she's with Kanye West. I'm like, ah, fuck that bitch, whatever, you know. That's it. Long story short, and I got married with a hot look. I hate to praise my ex-wife, but come on, I mean, she does look better than Kim, and that's it. Or she looks just as good as Kim. But like, fuck it, you know. You know what I'm saying?
Well, man, there's no two ways about it, you know. I mean, all the girls that you have been with, man, I mean, they're all good lookers, and, man,
yeah,
Claudia the benefit
was,
you get from
good
being
too.
The champ.
Thanks, bro. Claudia
was
hot,
beautiful.
Too. She was crazy, though. You know, she was little. She was, like even worse. I don't know what worse, but her and Daria, they sure share something in common, man. They should be friends, honestly. Yeah, they're both fucking crazy.
But, man, on another note there, I'd just like to say, man, you just got to keep doing what you're doing, because all these trolls and internet haters and in the land of cyberland, man, they can't get enough of Charlie Z. Whichever way you look at it, whether it's trying to be like you, they repost videos of you, man. In actual fact, man, when you have a good look at it, these trolls are actually trying to make a living off you, man, and that's a testament
know,
to just how good you are. So,
yeah, but it's annoying as fuck. I turn on this fucking stream, and these clowns literally just hop in there, like, literally like hundreds of them, just like fucking start talking and talking and talking. And it's like, and one guy, literally one normal guy, came in there and said, "Hey, none of you would ever say this shit to his face." You know what I mean? This is Charlie Z, professional fucking fighter, the best professional fighter in the game today and of all time. And, like, you know, they're sick, man. They're sick people, honestly. I mean, like, listen, I'm telling you right now, when I get 186 next week, you know, they're already preparing their excuses. They're going to say the same old bullshit that I assaulted some random gym member. And it's really going to be, I beat the shit out of a world-class fighter in a boxing match. That's going to be the truth, but they're going to twist it around and say the same thing. But you know what? 200-0 is inevitable. And that's the road to glory. 200-0, that's going to be the trademark number. And I got to 100-0, so 200-0 is just, I've never been this determined, this motivated. You've seen my fight against the Kung Fu champion. That's how I'm going to come out my next fight, guns blazing, especially with all these motherfuckers pissing me off. It's just extra fuel to the fire. The fire that no man can take. The firepower, that is. Charlie Zelenoff holds both fists.
Well, and the reality of the situation is, too, man, 200-0, that ain't very far away at all, man. I mean, as you say, whether it's this year or next year, it isn't far at all, you know, and... Man, that's one hell of an accomplishment in itself. You know, getting to 100, let alone 180, is it's unbelievable. And
185,
man. You know, man, this is unbelievable. You're 15 away from 200, and whenever it comes up, man, we all know that it will come up. And man, these haters just must be thinking, you know, whichever way they look at it. Man, 200 people have tried to knock your head off, but, man, none of them's come close. It's been the opposite. And, man, you just keep hanging in there and destroying all those opponents and the haters along the way. And, man, it's been fantastic to watch.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. Yeah, it's been an incredible journey. I mean, who knows, man? When I go see my girl, maybe things will start. You know, motherfuckers will say, you remember I used to beat 2-3 guys up in one day? Like it ain't shit. Just go to the gym and knock one guy out, knock the second guy out, third guy out. You know, but now it's just because a lot of people know who I am and they don't want to step in there, man. They don't want to score up. They don't want to get in the ring. They don't want to get in the cage. Oh, another thing. What's your thoughts on... Every time I beat a mainstream fighter, you know, like, they're easier than the underground fighters, mainstream clowns. I exposed these people. Chuck Liddell ran away from me. Deontay Wilder punched him in the jaw. TKO'd him out on his feet, like you said. Jill Zavala, MMA, UFC fighter, whatever, outboxed him like he was a punching bag. The EFC MMA fighter, guy tried to tackle me. I punched him in the head like 10 times. Any ref would stop that. They wouldn't know. They would halfway, like when I landed the fifth punch, they would already wave him. So, like, what's your thoughts on me beating the shit out of all these TV fighters so easily and these haters always defending them, coming in their defense when they always get exposed, you know? And we're not talking about finances here, who makes a lot more money. They make more money, but I'm a lot better boxer than all of them.
Well, I mean, look, again, you've proved time and time again why the UBF is the best, and that's because exactly what you've just said. These actors that they always look up to, man, when you're always knocking them over the way that you do, you know, anybody with common boxing knowledge can see that the UBF is a much, much harder road, man. And look, I've said
it
this
is.
Before and I'll say it again. When you show up to these places, man, you don't know anything about these dudes. Man, you don't know where they come from, what they've been through. And, man, that's what makes the victory so special.
Cosign, exactly. That's the thing. When I fight fighters, I challenge everybody and anybody, and I beat them all. But like you said, you don't know. I don't know where they come from. You know, like when, for example, when I beat Southpaw Sill, that slick boxer, this motherfucker, like, you know, I beat his ass, but it was a tough fight. And, you know, that's what I'm saying. Like, I could be going up against a black belt martial artist. I could be going up against a heavyweight boxer like Lee. I could be going up against Anthony Thompson, Cruiserweight. You know what I mean? It's just, and these TV clowns, not only are they, quote unquote, they ready, they know who they're fighting, but they choreograph and fabricate this shit for like 5, 6, 7 months, and you know, there's no jitters, there's no, it's all staged, it's all crap, you know what I mean? And one guy in the chat room said WWE is real. I mean, come on, this is it. That ends the argument. These people are completely sick in the head. Some guy said No, he said WWE is real. So I mean, wow. that ends everything.
Well, that's right. And I mean, you know, for people to say that the WWE is real, man, that just goes to show you who you are really dealing with. You know, you're dealing with some sick people out there, man. And, the other thing is, too, man, which I've said again regarding these trolls and haters, man, if they honestly think the way that they do, man, who in the hell would have the balls to show up at Wilder with his whole camp there, man, you show up by yourself. And listen, if those trolls and haters have got half a brain, that's all they've got to think about, man. You show up by yourself, and, man, you virtually will take on anybody there. So, I mean, what more do you have to do, man?
Like I said, man, they're fucked in the head. Every athlete has them, you know. They're always going to be there. And I mean, it may decrease, you know, when I'm like 200 and 0, 220 and 0, it's going to decrease, but there's always going to be some of these, you know, sick motherfuckers. That's just the way it is, man. So, fuck that. You know, I'm just focused right now. I'm getting 186.
But on a positive note, man, I have noticed, especially over the past 12 months there, that you have had a lot of positive comments there. And because, you know, naturally I follow the YouTube and I see what the people write. And, man, a hell of a lot of people are starting to jump on board and say, hey, man, this guy really is the real deal and he's the best.
Yeah, thanks. Well, the thing is with that is that I've been meeting a lot of fans and I've been posting videos with these fans. And, that, you know, like, I've been meeting a lot of, like, genuine people in real life and showing them my fights. And it's a completely different atmosphere. There's no sarcasm involved. There's no – because a lot of these clowns that say good comments, they're not – you know, I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about, like, a lot of these idiots to say, oh, man, you're the best. And, you know, it's like they're fake. You know, they don't mean it. And I can see that right through them. So because they ask me delusional crap, like, you know, the same shit that – oh, what's your diet? Can you beat Conor McGregor? You know what I mean? As soon as they ask me this, I'm like, oh, okay. I know right there that they're fucked in the head. They watch WWE freak show boxing, and they just don't get it. No matter how many times I explain to them, and I've explained to you, and you understood the politics, you know, why the GOAT doesn't get, you know, the multi-million-dollar Nike contract. When me and Juan Ali, the guy that carried the belts before I put the six on Vasquez, remember that? Six in 1 second.
Yeah.
Kill. Yeah. Okay. Well, he was rich, really rich, and he wanted to do something like in the UBF, like only the winner gets paid, and he wanted to invest money in me, and you know, the clothing line, they are selling a lot of shirts. Well, I sold some shirts, but these remember those punks? They're selling shirts of me on Zazzle. They're selling like everything: iPhone cases, Charlie Z. It's like a whole clothing fucking, you know, yeah. Like I try to sue them, or and everything. And the lawyer said it could take like many years and all that. Remember that, right?
Yeah.
Well, me and Juan Ali had a falling out, in Cassius Green. Cassius Green, remember that? You know Cassius Green, that idiot.
I do, yeah, I remember him.
Worked Shane Mosley's corner and all that shit, yeah. And fucking all these motherfuckers. Okay, Cassius Green and Juan Ali, they got involved in the UBF, and they promised me a whole lot of money, and they never delivered. And that's it. And then when I had a falling out with them, I said, fuck it. I'm going to do this. I'm going to shoot for as many wins as I can without ever losing. And so far, 185-0, I've been successful. The winningest fighter in history. I mean, hey, I got the beautiful girl. I got the unblemished best record in history. You know, I got money, but not as much as I deserve. But hey, can't have everything, can you? You know? but I still got it on. As far as, you know, pride-wise, boxing, and, you know, I'm the best fighter. Physically, I'm the best fighter, regardless of money this guy has. Like Wilder, you know, he made like $1.5 million against some bum. Okay, but I knocked Wilder out. Jules Wall made a lot of money in MMA. I beat his ass. Mayweather Sr., multimillionaire, knocked him out. You see what I'm saying? I'm the GOAT, you know what I mean? Money can never buy that. You either have it or you don't. I have it. They don't.
No, well, that's exactly right, man. And look, you've got one thing there that all those guys, you know, with the money that you talk of, you know, what they've only dreamed for, man, and that is being the best fighter of all time. And, man, money alone
can't buy that, you know. Well, I mean, look, I don't know. Look, I know what's going to happen as far as boxing, combat goes. I'm going to continue wiping everyone out the way I'm doing now. I'm going to continue doing that. I'm going down in history as the GOAT. That's fucking 1,000,000%. That's 100% hands down. But I may become, you know, very rich from my brand name. You know, the shirts and all that shit. You know, we'll see what happens, you know. Like, I'd rather not, you know, my lawyer told me I'd talk about it, you know. But we'll see, you know what I'm saying? Down the line, a year or two, three from now, we'll see. But, you know, I may get the money I deserve one day. That's all I'm saying. No, not the mainstream boxing is a joke. I'm never going to be a part of that freak show. No, I'm saying that through endorsements, because I've gotten paid before for endorsements. You know, when I won fights in Vegas, they put like my hotel, my flight. You know, that shit like that's been paid before. You know, I fought for free for Pride. I beat the shit out of like guys like Adam Leroy, Anthony Thompson, and all that shit like that. Yeah, but look, everything I'm doing, that's the way to do it. If it's not broken, you know, why fix it? 185 and 0. 186 next week, so, I mean.
No, look, that's exactly right, man. And again, look, we've talked about this before, but when you went over there into Ukraine, man, them guys that you fought, you could just tell, man, they are very, very tough dudes, man. And
Yeah, they are. And I crushed them all.
That's exactly right, man. You absolutely crushed them, you know, in their hometowns. And, you know, again, they are very, very hard people. And again, man, you just made it look so easy.
Yeah, man. Ukraine has war. I mean, where I was at, there was, I mean, like, okay, but the war wasn't too far away. It was, you know, the point is that country where I went has war going on. These pussy haters would never, ever go anywhere near Ukraine. They wouldn't come out alive if they went to the Ukraine. You know, not just forget the haters, man. If somebody like, if a clown like Dejan Daniels or Deontay Wilder would go to the Ukraine, do you think they would come out with, you know, with that many victories? And I don't think they'd come out alive.
That's right, man. Man, they wouldn't even have the balls to go there, man, let alone fight people like you.
they're not in my league, man. Especially 2017, Charlie's on off. I'm in a league of its own, you know how they say. I'm just in a whole different class, man. That's it. That's just it's the truth. You know what I mean? It's on video. This year is just like everybody. The U.S. Marine, the Anthony Thompson, the Vegas boxer, the Kung Fu champion, Troy, the undefeated boxer, Lee, the 180-0 boxer. I just crushed them all. I beat all their asses. And the next guy, I'm going to beat his ass easily. Everybody. 200-0, it's going to be easy. But it's going to be exciting, though. It's going to be easy wins, but they're all going to be exciting. You're going to see fucking vicious haymakers land, and it's like the Kung Fu champion hit him right in the square on the chin. You're going to see shit like that my next fight. And, you know, it's going to be, you know, exciting. Like, none of that. Oh, Mayweather Jr., you know, that clown. What are your thoughts on Zelenov versus Mayweather Jr. if that punk ever decides to try and avenge his dad? How many seconds, not rounds, how many seconds until I put Mayweather on the canvas?
Well, man, he'd want to grow another 10 feet and put on another 100 kilos because the way you've been putting away these dudes, man, he'd want to have something special behind him because he's got absolutely no chance in facing off with you. And if he did, man, it wouldn't – look, I'd predict that it wouldn't even go 10 seconds, man. You'd make short work of Mayweather. You'd do him very, very easily.
And brutally, because I hate that guy. I've met him in person. I've met his dad in person. Two shit talkers, overrated fighters. They have the same style, and they're not. They're just a bunch of overrated clowns. Like, what the fuck is this, the Mayweather gym? What is it with the Mayweather gym? This guy fights once in 2 years. He says he's retired, and now he's coming. He was always retired. If you fight once a year, then you're basically retired. There's 12 months in a year. Look at me, 72 wins in 2016, 8 wins already. Muhammad Ali had 5 wins in a whole year. I already did more in a year where everybody's ducking me. I still picked up 8 wins. I'm going to have my 9th of the year very soon. Real fighters don't fight once a year. That's it. It's just
that's why I can't understand these trolls and haters, and even not the trolls and haters, but just people that follow these guys. That's why I could never ever understand with them, man. You summed it up. I mean, this guy's fighting once every blue moon, and man, you're putting away guys nearly every week, you know, or you were, you know, and it's just crazy.
Yeah.
Well, that man, whether it's every week, every month, man, you're still the most active fighter on the planet, and man, nobody can deny that.
Yeah, despite people being ducking me, I still pick up one or two wins a month, and I'm still doing it every month. And then I'm telling you, after I get 186, I really do need a break. You know, I gotta go, you know, handle my love life, you know, new girl and everything. Go see her. Just literally, my homie says I deserve a long time off, you know. I deserve, you know, a few months off at least. You know, I mean, look at it. 185 wins, about to be 186. I mean, 200 is going to happen. I mean, there's no rush. I mean, it's going to happen.
No, well, look, that's for sure, man. Look, it's definitely going to happen. And, you know, by the sound of it, man, you're going to chalk up a few more wins overseas as well.
Oh, yeah, that's the thing. Once I go overseas to see my girl, it's a wrap. It's going to be just like Ukraine, even better. It's going to be like, you know, over there, I was just like beating everybody, like every week going, finding fights, beating the shit out of Sambo motherfuckers, boxers, heavyweights, everybody, just killing them all. It's on videos in the restaurant. Yeah, I'm going to try not to get in any of those because, you know, well, look, man, the reason why I beat the shit out of that heavyweight boxer in the restaurant, man, that was an iconic win. But his homies instigated that fight because I beat up his friend, and then his friend said, oh, yeah, well, his friend was really drunk, and he started play fighting with me, and I told him, listen, this is not a good idea because I'm going to hit you, man. And he just didn't care. He just started play fighting with me. He was a boxer, too. And I ended up punching him, you know, and that's a victory. It was bare knuckle, street fight, you know. And then he's like, oh, yeah, why don't you go do that to my 6'5 homie? And I said, all right, where is he? And that's how the fight started. And then I just punched that motherfucker with that right hand. He seemed fucking head would we turned. Remember that fight? The bare knuckle?
That was one hell of a victory, man. For memory there, you hit him with the left hook on the chin, man.
Left and then the right in the face, in the jaw. I hit him, and then in the end, they turned it off when I started punching him. He tried to tackle. Yeah, he tried to like bear hug me, and I just punched him like 3-4 more times. And the restaurant people separated us, and yeah, I beat the shit out of that guy. Yeah, that was my last win in Ukraine. Then I dumped my fucking wife because she.